A lot of kind words have been said about me, but I want to clarify a few things. I'm not the world's foremost authority on anything. I never have been, I'm not now, nor will I ever be. I'm too smart for that. Because I know how much I don't know. And I'm appalled at what I see happening in this country today. We are told that America is the land of laws, a nation built on laws. In point of fact, nothing could be further from the truth. America is run by people who are lawless. We have no law in America. And understand that. The law is whatever the powers that be in power happen to say it is today. Whatever they say it is, that's what the law is today. And it may change tomorrow. Now, in relation to the subject today, which is the occult world of commerce, let me give you a couple of examples of why I think where you need to start thinking. Words, they can cause you great trouble. Humans are word control creatures, so we need to establish what words mean. If you put an S in front of words, it becomes swords. And that's what words are. They're cutting. Understanding words is what you really need to start doing. You need to start doing your homework and understanding words. Understanding law and the words of law, there are two things that this planet has. Water and land. Consequently, there are two kinds of law, the law of the land and the law of water. You've heard the term law of the land, but in point of fact, that's precisely what this word means, law of the land, because it is the people who live on land. And that is opposed to something else called the law of the high seas. You need to understand the difference. The law of the land is the law of the culture that lives on the land. Consequently, the law of the land is different in every country. However, there is a higher law that dominates the entire world. It's called the law of the water, or the law of the high seas. The law of water is referred to as the law of money. It doesn't matter what color you are, where you're from, or where you live. Money is money. And anytime you're doing banking or using money, you are now under the law of water. Maritime admiralty. If you go back in history, in ancient history, where all of this began, back in the land of Cana, the Canaanites were Phoenician. Phoenician bloodline. And in the ancient Phoenician language, Cana meant merchant, banker. The very word merchant comes from mer, M-E-R, for the sea, for water. As in mermaid, we have merchant. Merchant, bankers. The Statue of Liberty must be put in water. It could not be put on American land as such. It had to be put in a harbor because it's not the Statue of Freedom. It's the Statue of Liberty. Liberty is what a sailor gets when he pulls in the port on a ship. He gets liberty. He's not free. For America is not the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're not free or brave. Period. We're not free. This is not a free country. Why is it that you have to go to court? People are always concerned about going to court. You go to court because you play basketball and tennis on a court. How do you play tennis on a court? You play with a racket. Why? That's what it is. It's a racket. And make no mistake, they do not pick words by chance. These words are very serious. They do not use words and terms with no avail. These words are very important. When you go into a court, what's the idea of going to court? It's a game, like basketball. The whole idea in a court is to put the ball back in the other guy's court. One team gets up and they throw the ball over to that team of lawyers. And consequently, it's a ball game. And the judge is wearing a black robe, so he is the referee. He's merely there as a referee, and that's why he wears a black robe. And that's another interesting subject we can get into later. The judge, we are told, rules from the bench. The word bench in Latin is a bank. Therefore, the judge rules for the bank. Where do you find banks? You find banks on both sides of a river. They're called river banks. And what does a river bank do? It directs the flow of the current, see. Consequently, your money is current, see, because it's the flow, the cash flow. When a ship pulls into a harbor, all ships are referred to as female. Why? There's a very good reason. Maritime Admiralty banking law says all ships are female because they're carrying items. They're carrying items for money, and so consequently they are under maritime admiralty law. When a ship pulls into harbor, it parks at the dock, and it ties off at the dock. The captain has to provide for the port authorities a certificate of manifest, because yesterday the ship was not here, but this morning the ship pulled in, so it has manifested. So each one of those items coming off of that ship has come off of water. Consequently, on a ship, all ships have a captain. The word captain comes from a Latin word capital, money. So the captain represents the money that's on board the ship. The ship is sitting in its berth. And wherever a ship sits when it docks is called its berth. She sits in her berth, berthing a ship. All the items, as I said, coming off that ship represent money. They came in on water. They are maritime admiralty product. And this is true all over the world. Now, when you were born, your mother's water broke. And when your mother's water broke, you came out. And this is why you have to have a birth certificate, because you are a maritime admiralty product under international law. Your body is considered a maritime admiralty product. Your mother delivered you. This is why if you go to Sears and buy a refrigerator, they will ship it to you. They will deliver it. And that's why you were in your delivery room. Your mother was delivering a product. Maritime admiralty. You came down your mother's birth canal. And as you're taking one of the televisions or the cars off the ship and it falls down and breaks, that's all right. Sometimes they're stillborn, so consequently you've lost money on that one. Therefore, you have to have a death certificate. And it's always signed by the doc. The doc has to sign your birth certificate and your death certificate. All of these words and terms are maritime admiralty banking words. And therefore, you understand lawyers and judges and courts and government are all under international maritime admiralty law. All religions, all churches in the world operate under maritime law. This is why all churches are divided into denominations, like 20s and 50s and 100s. Serious. This is why they're called denominations. Because all churches are nothing more than the product of maritime admiralty banking. It's an extraordinary story. Spiritual, intellectual, and physical freedom is a concept that has never, ever existed on the earth. The only time that has ever come into existence was the founding of this country, where it was understood that we were sovereigns and we owned our bodies And consequently, since 1868, we're now on the International Maritime Admiralty Law. And consequently, you need to understand that in 1868, there was a corporation founded. Anyone can incorporate a company. Well, in 1868, there was a company incorporated. And in that particular company, the founders of that company called it, they referred to it as the United States Corporation. And they stipulated that anybody who would be a member of that corporation or work for that corporation would be called not an employee, but a citizen. So today, if you are asked, are you a citizen of the United States, what you think you're being asked is, are you lawfully in this country to do business? That's not lawfully what's being asked. They didn't ask you if you were in America lawfully. They asked you a specific question. Are you, of your own volition, out of your own mouth, testifying that you are a citizen of the United States? Because in that way, citizen of the United States means you are an employee of a foreign corporation operating on the international maritime law. So today, the president of the United States is the president of a privately owned company. The company is called United States. And the word president is always a word that is used in corporate law. Banks have presidents. All companies have presidents. So there's a corporation called United States, privately owned, and it has a president. President Bush is not the president of America. President Bush is the president of a privately owned company. Privately owned, out of England. And you need to understand words and terms. Because I believe that there is a divine presence in the universe that men call God. And one day that divine presence is going to move on the earth and we're going to see freedom come back to this world. And when it does, you're going to need to understand words and terms and how they have been used to trick you. Thank you.